You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:15pm with Mick Norton, Rory Delaghi and Paddy Aspel in the studio. Good Saturday to look forward to as well. It's Eclipse Day at Sandown. Plenty of good racing to look forward to there. We've also got a decent card at Haydock where they have the Lancashire Oaks and the Old Newton Cup. There's Leicester and Beverley alongside that in the afternoon. We finish today with Carlisle and Nottingham in the evening and Bellewstown over in Ireland. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mr. Ollie Pimlott. How are you, Ollie?
Yeah, really good, Marky.
Good man. What's new, Ollie? What's going on?
Not a great deal. Just a little bit warm for me at the minute.
It is. It's belting, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah. Ironically, I was meant to play cricket last night and it tipped down with rain, so it's the hottest day of the year and we still didn't play.
Yeah, that's a bad one, isn't it?
It is. I'm sure a lot of runners tomorrow will be hoping for a few thunderstorms, because at the minute the going at Sandown is extremely quick. So a lot of runners, especially the likes of Mecca's Angel, will be hoping that they get a good deal of rain this evening. And that they can take the chance.
Yeah, we're going to look ahead to four races at Sandown. We'd usually talk about the news at this point, but there's not really much going on.
No, I suppose Victoria Pendleton made a riding debut yesterday.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say she's got a lot to do to make the Fox Hunters in March, but I think it's any publicity is good publicity for the sport, and she didn't look completely out of place, but she's certainly got a fair bit to work on before March.
Yeah, you've ridden a few horses in your time. She's not been doing it very long. Could you see signs of encouragement?
To be fair, I think she's done well. I mean, she only started riding, again, I think in March, so she's only had 3 months, and to make the racetrack, she's done extremely well, but there's a big difference. A mile and a bit flat race to 3 mile, 2.5 furlongs round Cheltenham with best part of 20-odd steeplechase jumps in front of you. So
yeah,
I think she'll get a bit of a shock if she starts jumping.
Yeah. Fair enough. Shall we move on? Shall we get stuck into Saturday's action? Because there's a good day coming up.
Yeah,
not only
great
Sandown,
car.
But Haydock's pretty good as well. And it's a good old Saturday to look forward to. We're going to focus on the four best races at Sandown, really. And the first of them is the 2 o'clock. We start here with the Charge, which is, it was the Sprint Stakes. It's a Group 3 over 5 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older. The betting headed by Mecca's Angel, who's 11-4, 3-1 for Wadi. Windfire is 13-2, 7-1 for Salt Island, 9-1 for Kingsgate Native, 12s for Spirit Quartz, and 14s or bigger for the others. We'll start with the market leader as it stands in the shape of Mecca's Angel. Would have a fantastic chance on form, Ollie, but the ground would be a concern if it's quick.
Yeah, it'd be a massive concern. They'll be hoping connections that they get a lot of rain this evening, but I find it unlikely that they're going to take their chance. If not, she looked a really progressive filly last year. She won 4 of the 5 starts in 2014 and added to that tally in the Prix de St George at Longchamp on her reappearance in May, but that was on significantly softer ground than she's going to experience tomorrow. They pulled her out of Royal Ascot regarding the ground, and it's going to be very similar tomorrow at Sandown. So if they don't get any of the forecast showers, which are due to come this evening, then I find it highly unlikely that they'll risk Mecca's Angel. But she is a worthy favourite, provided the rain comes and she turns up.
Right. Alternatives in there, Ollie? Because obviously she might not even run, but even if she does, is there any value in there against her?
Yeah, it's a very competitive Group 3. There's a lot of progressive horses, and you've got the likes of Kingsgate Native in there, who we know everything about. He's an old hand and got back to winning ways at Haydock last time. Of the progressive ones in there, Wadi is 3 from 3 over course and distance and should have conditions to his liking. He won in listed company last time, so he's progressing to a Group 3 here, but you'd have to think he'd still have a little bit more up his sleeve. You'd have to say he's well worth a crack at this level. And he's 4 from 6 in terms of his career starts and won all 3 over course and distance. So a lot of ticks in Wadi's boxes. The same applies to Catawee. Again, she tries her luck in this grade for the first time. We know everything we need to know about Stuart Squartz and Stepper Point. They've both been competing at a high level. But the one for me at a fairly big price is Salt Island for Charlie Hills. He looks the one to beat for me. He's certain to run at a furious pace this race. He's dropping back to the minimum trip for the first time, but I thought he looked very unlucky when he was an excellent fourth behind Murrahare in the 6 furlong Commonwealth Cup at Royal Ascot. And the form of the Commonwealth Cup at Royal Ascot is very strong indeed. It was billed as the best race of Royal Ascot in terms of participants, and I think it certainly lived up to expectations. So that fourth in the Commonwealth Cup by Salt Highland was extremely impressive. Previously, he had Wardy behind him at Newbury on his penultimate run. So Salt Highland for the informed Charles Hills and Jamie Spencer combination looks the one for me in the charge.
Salt Island for all in that one then. We move on to the 2:35 next, which is the Challenge, which is a handicap, a Class 2 handicap over a mile. It's for 3-year-olds and older. I'll just spin through the betting again. Basem is the 9-2 market leader. 5-1 for Sahafi. Spark Plug is 7s, 8s for Halation. If We Can is 10s, 12-1 for Your Fired and Jacob Black, 16s or bigger for the others. Bit of a move on Gabriel's Car as well, who's 20-1 into 16s as we record this. But wide open race, really.
Yeah, this is fiercely competitive. Very, very competitive indeed. I think the first horses you've got to look at are both Basem and Jacob Black. They reoppose against each other. Basem enhances really good strike rate at the expense of Jacob Black. That was over course and distance in June. The form of that race has worked out extremely well since, and you'd expect the pair of them to come to the fore again. If you look at Basem, he has gone up £5 for that course and distance win back in June, but as I say, the form of that race has worked out extremely well. Taking him on here is Jacob Black. He's well berthed in 3. Keith Dalglish, his horses are running extremely well. Very eye-catching jockey booking with Frankie Dettori. And he's £4 higher now, but gets a £1 pull for a neck beating by Basem on both their last starts over course and distance in June. So if we're looking at the pro market a little bit later on, I think Jacob Black could turn around that form with Basem. He gets a £1 pull. He did have £3 less than Basem on that occasion, but didn't get the run of the race. He wasn't greatly berthed in 5. Basem had the plum draw in 1, and I think with Frankie back up, he knows the horse now, having ridden him last time up. I think if we were looking at a match bet, which of course you can do on the website, I think Jacob Black couldn't turn around the form with Basem. But in terms of the race here, I'm very keen on Safi. He looked the part when he stormed clear to account for a trio of next time out winners at Newmarket, the 2nd, 3rd and 4th of all won since. That was in May over a mile. Didn't quite live up to expectations in the Britannia, where he was very heavily backed, but he was really badly drawn that day, and he came out pretty much best of his side. So Safi looks the progressive one in the field for me, and at a pretty decent price, Mark, he would be the selection.
All right, moving on to the third race that we're going to look at. This is the 3:10 at Sandown. This is the Distaff, which is a fillies listed race over a mile. It's for the 3-year-old fillies as well. And the market headed by Black Cherry, who's 9-4, 11-4 for Jellicle Ball. Montalcino is 11-2, 8-1 for Bella Nostalgia, and 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. So Black Cherry at the head of the betting and in pretty good form at the moment.
Yeah, she's in really good form. It was a very favourable impression she created when running out a clear-cut winner over a course and distance handicap that month. Very good time as well, which was backed up by the clock. She was a five-length winner on that occasion, but I've looked through the form, the 2nd, 3rd and 4th have all run since, and they've not backed that up. Admittedly, she did win by 5 lengths. It was a good time on the clock. But I think the horse to go for here is Jellicle Ball. She's always been very highly regarded by the John Gosden team. They won the race last year, did John Gosden, and she bounced back completely back to form when she was fourth in a very competitive Sandringham handicap, won by a sailor, the top weight. She wasn't greatly drawn that day either in 9. She was only beaten a short head by Touchline, the further nose behind Always Smile. So she bounced right back to form to Jellicle Ball in the Sandringham at Royal Ascot. If I was looking at one to follow her home, then Montalcino had the subsequent Ribblesdale 3rd, Paloma behind her when she was runner-up to Crystal Zvezda over a mile and 2 at Newbury. Of course, Crystal Zvezda was disappointing in the Oaks, but she was very highly touted on that occasion. So Michael Stout rates her in the highest order, and to be just beaten by Crystal Zvezda at Newbury, I'd be looking at Montalcino to follow Jellicle Ball home. But I'm going to go with the class act here. They won the race last year, the Gosden team. Jellicle Ball will be the selection.
Okay, I just want to get your thoughts on one more in there as well that we haven't really mentioned, and that's Bella Nostalgia, who has had Three starts, she won the latest of them. Hugo Palmer is in very good form at the moment, and James Doyle's been booked to ride, so that just caught my eye a little bit.
Yeah, it was a major run-by-run progress in her first three starts. She did a really good aftershoe to fend off a market rival in maiden company at Thirst last month. The bare form, though, Mark, you'd argue needs improving on, but you've got an informed trainer combination, so they might well eke out that little bit more. But I just think the class act in the field, Jellicle Ball, they run off level weights here, and on official ratings, she's £6 clear of the rest. She's rated 104, Black Cherry 99, but the rest are 97 and below. So class act in the field for me, Jellicle Ball. I think she'll just have a little bit too much for them.
On to the big race of the afternoon next, then. This is the 3:45 at Sandown. It's the Eclipse, which is the next instalment in the British Champion Series, a Group 1 contest over a mile and a quarter. And the market looks like this. Golden Horn at 4-11, the Grey Gatsby 7-2, 12-1 for Cougar Mountain, 14s for Western Hymn, and 66-1 should Tullius provide a bit of a shock. We'll start with the market leader, Golden Horn, who's unbeaten today, won the Derby, of course, bidding to become the first horse to win the Dante, the Derby and the Eclipse in the same season. Can he do it?
Yeah, I think he's pretty impossible to oppose, if I'm honest. He easily beat the subsequent Irish Derby winner, Jack Hobbs, over this trip in the Dante at York before extending his winning distance over his stablemate, of course, in the third classic of the season, the Derby. Jack Hobbs has completely franked the form since in the Irish Derby, and the second, third, fourth all finished in the same order in the Irish Derby, so it's clearly very strong form. I'm not sure the ones in behind Jack Hobbs are of the highest calibre, but Jack Hobbs is clearly a very exciting three-year-old, and to put him in his place both in the Derby and more importantly in the Dante, which is today's trip of a mile and two, that form is absolutely rock solid. And of course, he gets such a huge weight pull with the older horses here. Golden Horn, the 3-year-old carries 8 stone 10, the 4-year-old are above carrying 9 stone 7, so huge weight pull. He's a class act in the field. I think he's pretty impossible to oppose given the strength of form.
Okay, well, he's a pretty short price favourite. We're not going to get rich back in Golden Horn. So is there any value ways in we can do this betting without the favourite?
Yeah,
or something,
of course.
Maybe?
I mean, the Grey Gatsby can put it up to him. He's a high-class performer. He won the French Derby and the Irish Champion last year. Of course, he himself was the Dante winner. He has to rate as an unlucky loser in the Prince of Wales' Stakes, where he found trouble in the straight. But the bare form suggests, given the huge weight pull that Golden Horn's going to get from the Grey Gatsby, I find it difficult for him to beat it. One at a big price here is Western Hymn. He's got outstanding form here at Sandown. He won the Group 2 pre-Eugene Adam at Maison Lafitte last summer. He also landed the brace of Group 3s over this course and distance earlier in the year. He was a fine third in the Prince of Wales' Stakes. He was just behind the Grey Gatsby that day, but he was keen in running. I think tactically this could be interesting. We've only got the 5 runners going to post. There's no likely pacemaker. However, this season Western Hymn has nicked a race of this calibre at Sandown from the front. Given he was keen at Royal Ascot, might be keen just to bounce him out. And I'd be looking at perhaps a forecast of Golden Horn to beat Western Hymn. And we'll have the match bets on the website tomorrow morning. I'd be looking at Western Hymn perhaps to beat the Grey Gatsby, or even Cougar Mountain, who at the suggested price is going to go off a lot shorter than Western Hymn. But I think he's an underrated horse, Western Hymn. He loves the course and distance. James Doyle rides him tomorrow. He's got a good relationship with him. I think in what could be a tactical affair, he might be able to nick at least second from the front. And in terms of those match bets, barring Tullius, who's going to be probably the rag at 66-1, he's going to be fourth favourite here. So in terms of the match bets on the website, you're going to get odds against on the unbeaten Cougar Mountain, the Grey Gatsby, and Golden Horn, obviously. I don't think he'll beat Golden Horn, but I could certainly see him beating the Grey Gatsby and Cougar Mountain, given the way the race is going to be run.
Okay, good stuff. As usual, let's have a quick summary then, Ollie, if you'll spin us through your selections for Saturday one more time.
Yeah, in the 2 o'clock, the charge, I'm going for Salt Island for Charlie Hills and Jamie Spencer. In the 2:35 at Sandown, I'm going for Safi. The Distaff, the 3:10 at Sandown, Jellicle Bell for John Gosden and Frankie Dettori. And the Eclipse, the 3:45 at Sandown, Golden Horn for Gosden and Dettori.
Good work, Ollie. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy on Saturday.
Thank you, Mark.
So there you go, the thoughts of Ollie Pimlott on Saturday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:15 PM. Mick Norton, Rory DeLaghi and Paddy Aspel will be the team in the studio. We've got Sandown, Haydock, Leicester and Beverley in the afternoon. It's Carlisle, Nottingham and Bellewstown in the evening. Some really good racing to look forward to as well. Eclipse Day at Sandown and some good stuff at Haydock. So do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.